While a fair percentage of sissies dream of being made into some hulking alpha male's quivering bitch, quite a few dream of female domination. When a man takes charge and makes a sissy into his pet slut, it's a charge, isn't it? All that male power washing over you, rendering you meek and quiet and subservient. But when a woman takes charge, reaches for the leadership role, and gently takes the reins, it's a different sort of rush. Where male domination is overpowering and overwhelming, female domination feels inevitable and unavoidable. Female-led relationships for sissies can be quite a revelation. There's a lot of unspoken assumptions about the ways that men and women handle power and control. For those who yearn for submission and yet fear it at the same time, female domination can be the perfect answer. In a female-led relationship, a sissy can relax and let go of attempting to control their reactions. It's liberating to be just one of the girls, to let a more experienced woman take the lead, and to stop trying to chart out a path all on one's own lonesome. When a sissy has a question about pantyhose or bra fitting or which shade of lipstick looks most slutty, it makes sense to go ask a female dominant rather than a male dominant. That all said, never make the mistake of thinking that a female dominant is going to go easy on a poor sissy. Domination is domination, and when a woman takes the lead, you can find yourself with a powerful woman in charge. The automatic assumption of female domination is that a woman in charge is shrill and bitchy, cruel for the sake of cruelty, and mean once a month. Falling into that assumption is a trap that leads right to you, sweet sissy, being taught a painful lesson. Female domination for sissies is different from what a man might do to you. But never doubt that we women can be in charge just as totally, completely, and without remorse as any man. If you like this, you'll like my blog, fetishphonesexblog.com. Or you can always call me at 800-601-7259. Ask for Harper.